And now, Paul Meacham, Jr.
How can one increase, strengthen, and enlarge his or her faith? Well, this is a very good question because all of us need to have faith in order to please God, Hebrews 11 and verse 6. If we don't believe that Jesus is the Christ, we'll die in our sins, according to John chapter 8. So faith is very important. We also know that there were those in the Bible who had what was called a little faith or a weak faith. Christ was always chastising those to whom he said those words. So we do need to grow in this area. In fact, at one time, the Lord met a man, and the man needed the healing power that the Lord had, and Christ asked him if he believed. And he said, "Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief." He understood that even he could grow in that faith, and he wanted to believe, and he was trying to believe, but he knew he needed help too. Well, where do we find that help? We need to go back to the source of faith in order to find that help for our faith to grow. Romans chapter 10 and verse 17 said that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Faith comes by reading and hearing and understanding and knowing God's Word. Now, how does that generate faith within us? If we study the Bible, then we can see beyond any shadow of a doubt that it is a book that clearly comes from God. This is a book that was written over a period of more than 1,000 years. Some believe that maybe as many as over a period of 1,600 years. It was written by about 40 different men. Yet we find in this Bible a collection that gives us a moving history through time of the line of the people that Jesus would come from. It gives us historical references that have proven themselves true time and time again. It gives us scientific information that scientists now understand and can explain, but it gave us that information thousands of years before scientists had any understanding in those particular fields. The Bible clearly comes from God. How could it discuss so many things with such a common thread all the way through it that gives us such a complete record and all of this advanced information yet without contradiction to itself? That, of course, is a remarkable feat. Even, you might say, miraculous. It has to come from God. For no man or group of men could possibly do what God did in the Bible, even if they tried all of their lives. It simply would not be possible. By reading the Bible, then, and seeing what God's will for man is, and then seeing the things that God has done in faithfulness to His own promises to people through time, we have a faith that grows. It's easy for us to see that God loves us because He showed us that love in sending Christ. Now, if He's willing to go to those lengths to prove His love to us, then when He says He will save us, should we not also believe that? Should we not clearly believe that He will do what He has promised? I hope that you will read and allow your faith to grow.